We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We welcome in Matt Wolf, entertainment reporter. We're talking about the big merger that happened in Hollywood, was finally made official earlier this week. Disney taking on a whole lot of Fox Studios productions. Matt, thanks for joining us. Taking a look at what this means, I mean, this has the potential to really change the landscape of all of Hollywood and how we consume video.
Well, yeah, certainly does. Let me get this out of the way first. You know, being an ABC employee, Disney being our parent company here at ABC News, you have to understand something. $71 billion merger. That's not chump change. And as the Hollywood Reporter called it yesterday, it makes for a box office Death Star, okay? You've got the Disney film slate. You know, everything from Star Wars to the Marvel movies to all these Disney live-action movies that are coming out, Dumbo in a few weeks. Now they've got 20th Century Fox film, Fox 2000, and Oscar powerhouse Fox Searchlight. And all of this includes the wildly successful series like the Kingsman movies, the X-Men, Deadpool, the Avatar franchises. They're gearing up for three more Avatar sequels right now. So powerhouse is kind of a little bit of an understatement here. But what I wonder about is the marketing and distribution of things. You know, that could be a little complex with all of these films kind of like bumping up against each other. They might have to move some things around. For example, there's a new sci-fi flick called Ad Astra that's coming out with Brad Pitt. That releases on the same day as Aladdin does on May 24th. They're doing Call of the Wild with Harrison Ford. That's going to be released on Christmas Day, just 5 days, you know, after Disney and Lucasfilm release the next Star Wars movie. So they may have to spread things out a little bit, logistically speaking, and from a marketing standpoint, that's going to be a crush.
Yeah, that's going to be kind of insane to think of all those different properties, all the different, different movies, TV shows, you name it, that are going to come out of now one umbrella. A lot was made of, you know, the things that Disney's going to acquire now, like the X-Men coming back into the studio that has all the Marvel movies, the Simpsons being involved in Disney. Where are we going to see these things pop up, like Bart Simpson or, you know, Wolverine that we might not have before?
Well, listen, I don't expect Wolverine to do a flyby on an episode of The Simpsons, but stranger things have happened. And you touch on a really interesting point with X-Men and Deadpool. You know, years ago, before Marvel Studios became the powerhouse that they were, Marvel had to sell off a number of their characters to different studios. And with Fox, they sold off the X-Men to them, which was, if you look back to the original X-Men movie in 2000, that was sort of like one of the godfathers of the modern superhero movies, okay? It was an unexpected success. It spawned so many sequels, and it laid the foundation for how these films should be treated. And now these characters are all coming back under the Marvel banner. So the word is that, you know, there's one more X-Men movie coming out under Fox. It's X-Men Dark Phoenix. That comes out in a few months. And word is that that's probably going to be the end of this X-Men run as we know it. They'll give it a rest for a couple of years, and then we'll see a new Wolverine, that sort of thing. But Bob Iger, the president of Disney, already said that Deadpool, we're not touching that. We're not rebooting it. We're not doing anything with it. It's going to be as is. He's going to be absorbed into the Marvel family, and that should make some pretty interesting scenarios for the next phase of Marvel films to come after Avengers Endgame next month.
Well, I guess the good news is I was already confused by the X-Men movies. I don't know when to begin, where to begin, how they're all related, if they're all related. So this really won't matter too much to me then.
Yeah, just give it a reboot. Give it a few years, and they'll wipe the slate clean. And it's nothing new. It's the same thing that happened with Spider-Man a couple of years ago. You know, same thing. Marvel had to sell off Spider-Man years ago to make money, and they sold it to Sony. Had some really successful films, and then they started to peter out. Marvel came back in, and Sony and Marvel now jointly own the character, and it's doing wonderfully, you know, in terms of business with Tom Holland under the mask now in the Avengers movies and in the new Spider-Man solo movie. So I would expect, you know, to avoid fatigue and everything, they're going to give the X-Men a little bit of a rest for a while, and then we'll see them again probably in a few years or something like that.
Now, Disney's planning to launch their streaming service, somewhat of a Netflix competitor, at some point this year. I mean, with the amount of content they own, I mean, they're ripe to really go after Netflix and make their streaming service one of these kind of can't-miss, have-to-have things.
Well, that's just it. You know, Bob Iger has said, you know, it's all about the direct market right now. It's all about directly getting that content to the consumer. And, you know, let's talk about what we talk about with water cooler, you know, talk now. A lot of it is about TV shows. Did you watch Stranger Things on Netflix? Did you watch The Marvelous Ms. Maisel on Amazon? Did you do this? Did you do that? You know, I mean, streaming, as we know, is a big, big thing. And Disney wants to get in on that with Disney Plus. And that's going to be debuting later this year. They're going to have original content with a bunch of Marvel characters. There's word that there's going to be some exclusive Star Wars stuff coming, new animated series, that sort of thing. Plus, the vast, huge library of all the Disney, Lucasfilm, and Pixar movies that'll be available on demand anytime. That's a big, big thing. But don't discount Netflix. Don't discount Amazon. Okay, these guys are players now, and Netflix has a foothold in this, you know, sort of landscape that Disney's looking to break into. And, you know, people are asking me, well, what does this merger mean for competition and, you know, the other movie studios? Listen, Warner Brothers, Universal, those guys are going to be fine. They've had a good run with films, especially lately, but it does up everybody's game a little bit more. And like you said before, it certainly changes the landscape.
Hey, you know, as long as we're talking streaming services, when this thing launches, can I borrow your password?
You'd love that, wouldn't you?
I really would. Hey, Matt, thanks so much for the update. That's Matt Wolf, entertainment reporter, talking a little bit about Disney-Fox merger, what that means for how you get your movies, video, and all that sort of stuff.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.